This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Tomorrow could be a big day for Goldman Sachs. The bank was among 31 U.S.-based holding companies undergoing the annual Federal Reserve stress test, and Goldman could have done better. Analysts and investors are watching to see if this means Goldman Sachs is forced to shift away from one of its favorite financial strategies. Gigi Duban explains.
Stock buybacks pump up earnings per share by reducing the number of shares. And Goldman Sachs loves this game. Alan Michael teaches at the Boston University School of Management.
When you take a look at Goldman, as compared to a lot of financial institutions, Goldman has relied on buybacks.
Last year, Goldman Sachs spent $5.5 billion buying its own stock. Shareholders love it because they're getting cash. But regulators want to see more capital assets. Stephen Hoops is an analyst with IBIS World.
So the Fed's mostly just looking at if a recession were to happen, if a big change in the market were to occur, how would these big banks handle that?
If the Fed say Goldman can't use its capital to buy its own stock, it's estimated the bank could earn almost $2 less per share next year, which Michael says, even for a powerhouse like Goldman, is a big deal. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.